Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's Wednesday, the 14th of January 2015. This is my audio blog. Very interested listening to a couple of blues by Paul Hopkins and Claire Randall. They've each posted the boo, I think yesterday evening, talking about Pilgrim Chris, his question, his recent action to change his avatar, and also in the context of the ideas about judgment and perception. Very interesting indeed. I kind of see judgment and perception being kind of linked together, so I'll kind of clumsily cover both. I think that the human race has thrived because of its tendency to make quick judgments based on limited information. I think the tendency for human beings to make quick judgments on limited information has powered its progress, if you like to call it progress, if you perceive it as progress, to become the dominant species on the earth. And if you think about the ability to make a very quick decision, is that animal that's skulking over there in the long grass, is it a tiger or is it a deer, to be able to make that judgment quickly and decide on the action, run away, it's been obviously been very valuable to the human race. So it is human nature to judge quickly. There are phrases such as, first impressions count, first impressions last. They reflect that tendency. But there's also, in the civilization of the human race, there's also the checks and balances on that say, well, actually, you shouldn't be too judgmental, you shouldn't be too overruled by initial judgments. So then we have phrases like, you should not judge a book by its cover. So it's obviously a bit of a dichotomy for the human race. It does happen. And you need to kind of be aware it's happening. But you shouldn't let it be take control too much. It shouldn't be completely... You should be prepared to change your mind about somebody and change your perception of somebody as you get more information, or even seek more information in order to push that process along. So it clearly is a complicated subject and a dichotomy for people. And even in religion, Paul talked about how he was perceived by his long-lost brother, that he would be judgmental because he was a Christian. And at the same time, the Christian scripture of the quotation that's been much discussed about, they should not judge unless you be judged. So there is clearly a complicated subject. I go around my life trying to make quick decisions and quick judgments, particularly in the work context. Sometimes speed is of the essence. But making sure that one doesn't miss the opportunity to get all the relevant information required to make a decision. Sometimes it's better to take your time. Sometimes it's better to follow your instinct, sometimes it's better to be sceptical of one's instincts and look again. So one's always trying to get the balance right. And I think that's why people do feel it necessary, particularly with something like judgmental. The perception of being judgmental and stuff. People do feel it's necessary to speak out when they think that other people are taking it too far. So that's a little bit about judgments. I think that in the world of Twitter, avatars and usernames are important. And let's not forget that this conversation that Chris had was a Twitter conversation. And in the world of Twitter, people perceive you by your avatar and your username. They won't necessarily take the time to read your bio or go through all of the tweets you've ever done or listen to all the audiobooks that you've linked to from your tweets. People are making quick decisions. The person that Chris got into this discussion with on Twitter has 24,000 followers, and is himself following nearly 4,000 people. So I don't know how much that person knows about Cobb and Chris, and that's a question that really only that person can answer. Chris Pilgrim has mentioned the details of that conversation, and if you look on the Twitter public stream, you can find it. So you can, it's not really a secret who it was or what the detail of the conversation was. It's there. But yeah, maybe this person saw a reply to his tweet come from somebody called Pilgrim Chris and saw the avatar, and then based on that information alone responded. I don't know, we don't know what that person's perception was of Pilgrim Chris. So I offered up my opinion and my impressions of Pilgrim Chris, and just as information. So, I've built up an image of Pilgrim Chris in my head based on various things, based on his name, based on his avatar, and based on the things that he says in Audioboo, things he has said in Audioboo, the things he has said recently, even things that where I've talked to him outside of Audioboo. So it's a complex picture I have of Pilgrim Chris in my head. But the avatar and the username was the first things I found out about Pilgrim Chris, and so I honestly offered up my perception of those facts and suggested that might be a contributing factor to the impression that maybe other people think that Chris's religion is open for debate at any turn, or open to be challenged at any moment in any conversation. Possibly that's what's going on. So I've offered up this information, and interestingly enough, a number of other people have said things that were similar about the way that they perceived his name and the way that they perceived his avatar. Maybe they've interpreted it slightly differently to how I have. But a number of people have chimed in and said that they were influenced by these bits of information, or these artifacts of Pilgrim Chris's profile. So I didn't ask him to change his avatar or to change his bio. I didn't tell him that I thought he should do it. I don't believe I presented it in those terms. I think I've tried to say, well, given that your username is this and your avatar is that, this could be the impression that people get of you, and that could be partly why they're behaving to you the way they're behaving to you. But I don't know whether I'm supposed to feel guilty now that I've played a part in kind of bullying Chris into changing his username, not his username, his avatar, and his bio. I don't know, am I supposed to feel guilty about that? I've presented this information that this is how I've perceived these factors. And he's the one that's made the decision to make adjustments. And in a way, I welcome it. I welcome the fact that he's listened to, he's recognised that these perceptions are a two-sided thing, that he's got a contribution to his perception, the perception people have of him, he's got a contribution to that, and he can make a change. He can influence that. So he's recognised that, and he's kind of clarified that he's not a single topic voice, that he's not out there to be a religious campaigner or crusader. He's clarified that for everybody, so I think it's great that he's done that, really. I think he's great that he's looked at himself again, his identity on Twitter and on Audioboo, and created a sort of a more rounded picture of himself. And just clarified the fact that he's not a religious campaigner. So if it's clear that he's not a religious crusader, then perhaps people won't attack him. Completely separate question as to why do people feel the need to attack religious crusaders, and that's a whole other subject. But Chris has made it clear now that he's not a religious campaigner. He's not trying to preach at people, that he's to follow his religion. So if he's not preaching at people, then hopefully people won't feel the need to quote scripture back at him in that way. So there we are, there's some thoughts. I am very interested in this conversation, and really grateful that of all the sort of responses that have been put out there. But yeah, I really hope that I haven't press ganged Chris into changing his avatar. Very interesting. Well, I've run out of time now, so I'm going to have to leave it there for now. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.